Hi, welcome back to the Better Business Podcast. And in this podcast, we will be talking about well-being and motivation for employers. Motivation and well-being can be a hard thing to balance as an employer because you need to get the most out of them in order to be profitable. How productive your employees can be directly correlated to how motivated they are to work for you. I would like to argue that workers' well-being directly corresponds to how well they are going to perform in the workplace. If a worker does not have the proper reasoning to want to do well, or gets overwhelmed by the workload and outside stressors on their life, then the work and productivity that they will bring to the table will be less than optimal. In countries like New Zealand, a four-day workplace has been common for a few years now, but more recently, Microsoft tried it out in a Japanese branch for the summer. For the entire month of August, all workers were given every Friday off, while also paying them the same amount. This could be seen as a mistake, as they are losing one full day of potential productivity while not cutting back on any labor costs. However, they reported a 40% increase in labor productivity. They also reported other benefits, such as 23% decrease in building maintenance, because the building did not need to be on. If people can be as productive in 4 days as five, then this is something that needs to be looked at more closely in the American workplace. A case study that was done at Perpetual Garden showed that general engagement in the company skyrocketed with the extra day. Employees reported feeling happier and more rested with the extra day off that this job provided them. Perpetual Garden also reported that they had a 40% increase in general company engagement. This is probably because of workers making the most out of their time on the clock. Could this be the future of American companies? Well, this could be the case if positive studies keep coming out about the shorter work week. However, there's still much that needs to be known. A possible downside of having a four-day work week could be increased costs to childcare. Shake Shack was another high-profile company that implemented this for full-time workers, and it also proved successful. This is really telling that in the American modern workplace, that it is possible for a four-day work week to work. However, the four-day work week is not the only way to get workers more motivated to boost their productivity. Moving on to the tips and tricks portion of our Better Business Podcast, I wanted to get into what the flip side of the argument of why a worker should want to be more successful and not just from the employer's standpoint. An obvious reason for wanting that to be more productive, it would have to be for standing out from the employees around you, which could give you a better chance at the raise or promotion that most people want. I wanted to share a few tips that help me stay more motivated on the tasks that I want to accomplish in my day. Number one would be to isolate distractions from completing your goal. It is important to focus on the task at hand. Outside distractions are never useful for focus. If you put yourself in a situation where non-work-related problems and distractions aren't there, then you will be in a much better state than the people around you and much more able to complete the task you're working at. For example, turn your phone on Do Not Disturb for a set amount of time while you complete your work. This obviously will stop messages in Snapchat and Instagram from coming over to your phone, making you much more focused. The next tip I wanted to share is called the Pomodoro Technique. The Pomodoro Technique is the belief that you can focus on anything for a short period of time and that there is a small break after. An example of this would be setting a timer for 30 minutes and working out without distraction for those 30 minutes, and then take a 5-minute break. After the break is done, you go on to do another 30-minute session, which should help the feeling of being overwhelmed go down. There are free apps on the App Store that could help you use this technique, and one being called Pomodoro Technique. Well, guys, this is it for this week. on the Better Business Podcast signing off, and we hope to see you all next week.